Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Damayanti, where style and beauty meet timeless wisdom. Damayanti, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. Finely crafted and etched with beautiful reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, the place to find beautiful jewelry specially made with love. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gal, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is.
Are you ready to find peace in your heart? Of course you do. I'm Coach Easy, and welcome to the 'Cause It's Easy Show. As an empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and confidence through adversity, I will help you connect and conquer. Listen in as we talk real about serious concerns in the world and learn how by working together we can make life amazing. You are the ultimate number one in your life, and that's why you can be whoever you want and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. Why? Because it's easy with me, Coach Easy. I believe there is a path to an easier way, and having God in your life is the key. On this show, laughter is a promise and music is the spiritual language. Because it's easy. Starts now. Welcome, everybody. You're watching the 'Cause It's Easy Show with Coach Easy on the Radio Transformation Radio Network. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's good. We almost had a little bit of a problem here because moi had a little bit of a problem with my computer. Had to get a new one. And it's, you know, sometimes it's kind of tough setting all that up. Anyway, hope everybody had a good weekend. We're going to talk about the three P's, but there's actually three more. So six P's. I kind of tend to use at least three of them on a regular basis. And I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, but in my life, passion and pride for sure are two of my, I have a lot of pride in what I do, like what I represent or who I represent, or like, for instance, your schools, you know, high school, college. We have a lot of pride in our teams, don't we? Especially if you're a big college fan. I know that people that love their college teams. For me, being in a kind of a smaller state, we don't have any pro teams. So we're really passionate and prideful about our teams. So passion and pride. I love both of them. I was only going to talk about three, but I'm going to try to run down all six because they all have a little bit of meaning to them. I know for me, I would say passion I have a lot of passion. That's probably my number one. Pride, I've always got a lot of pride. But those two right there, passion, if I want something or I want to do something or I want to accomplish something, it's like the passion takes over. Sometimes it's not something you can just make happen. You have to have the passion. For instance, what you do for work or maybe when you play sports, if you don't like what you're doing, you probably aren't going to have a whole lot of passion for it. So sometimes you don't want to force it. But then there's situations you have to get done. Like I've talked about, overcoming obstacles or, you know, this is the word that comes in there, perseverance. So then you throw in the perseverance. Perseverance is you overcoming any obstacles. And passion, to have that perseverance and the passion to want to make it happen, kind of go hand in hand sometimes. I've persevered a lot in my life, not to toot my horn, but I just have. I've been forced to because of the things that's happened to me, you know, where I could have quit, just gave up, but the passion would help me. And then the pride, and this is kind of a weakness though, in my book, is my pride just to show everybody that I'm not going to stay down. You know, you can't keep me down, kind of thing. And so a lot of these things that I'm talking about, you almost have to have them inside of you. But if you don't, you can build to them by trying, by making those attempts and those efforts to persevere, so to say. So those three right there, obviously was number three I was going to talk about, but pride, passion, perseverance. Perseverance, I didn't even really know what it was for a long time, but I guess I've used it my whole life. So that's why I know about it now. Ever since I was a kid, I don't know how many people or how many times somebody's had to go through that where you have to overcome something really tough. Well, that's what you're doing. You're persevering. You're not letting it keep you down. So sometimes you just got to find it. Sometimes you have to find what your passion is or what gives you pride. And if you're passionate for it. So then the other word would come is persistence. So persistence, that's another one. You got to keep at it. Keep at it till you get it. Don't ever quit. You can rest, but don't quit. And that's persistence. You just keep beating it in your head. The old saying, like I used to say to people, I'll beat my head against this wall till I get it. Or you can say, I'll beat my head against this wall till I'm injured and I can't do it anymore. But you got to do it. You got to persistence. Keep going after it. Keep going after it. And then the fifth one is purpose. What is your purpose for doing it? Is it because you just want it so bad, or is it because you need this specific, maybe specific career move, or you need a big game in your football game, or you need a big game in baseball game? Maybe you're trying to shoot for an average to end the season. That's what I had. You know, you want to make that. You need two hits out of four bats to get to your 500 mark for the year or something. So there you go. It's your purpose. But this is this word right here I'm going to give you is kind of oversees it all. Just because it can go hand in hand, but I talk about this. Positivity. Positivity will wreck you if you don't have it. I know it's sometimes hard. We get down on ourselves, negative, but positivity, it's like the gasoline. You got all the other fluids, but you need that gasoline to make the car go. So that's your positivity. You get negative, you might as well forget about the rest of them because you're going to lose them all. Positivity will keep you motivated, let you know that you still got a chance to win. Never down and out. I was going to share a story. There's a video of it, but I thought I'd just share it. It's almost just as good. So this man was talking to these people, a room full of people. It was a big room. And he's telling a story about these different athletes. They got this chance to go to this museum, and they all went through this museum, and they got to lead. Somebody led them through the museum. There's a picture on the wall of two gentlemen playing chess. And maybe you guys have heard this, but two gentlemen playing chess, and it looks like it's, well, it's the devil. And he looks like he's about to win against this other guy. So the tour guide moves on to the next exhibit, and that one of the people was a champion chess player. So he got kind of intrigued, and he was standing there watching and looking at that picture. And they said, your group went down to the next exhibit. He goes, yeah, I know, but I'm looking at this. And he said, y'all's going to have to probably either change this painting or change the title. And I'm so sorry, I can't remember what the title said, but it had something to do with the devil wins again or something like that. And for some reason, they didn't know, but the chessboard showed the other guy had one more move, which turned out to be God. God had one more move. The devil was done. And that's what the painting was meaning to. And I don't know why they didn't know that's what it meant. Kind of might want to get a new tour guide, because the chess player figured it out by looking at the board on the painting. And so this guy that was telling the story, I think he's a pastor or, you know, a minister or something, and he says, God's got one more move. That's why you never quit. Because so he said, you got one more chance with your finances, you got one more chance with your marriage, you always got one more chance with anything you do until you finally just quit. You don't quit, because you'll get to it eventually. I always say this, man. You keep beating yourself. You keep beating yourself up. You're bound to get it. Now, maybe there's a time or two where you're just like, well, the time runs out, or somebody's like, you got to be done. We can't wait any longer. But at least you didn't quit. Somebody else made you quit. So, positivity. The other five are, I wish I could ask you guys. Passion, persistence, perseverance, purpose. That's six. Well, persistence too. So all those six, that's a lot of P's, right? But all those are very important. All of those have a big meaning to them. And they are all beneficial to you. Like I said, perseverance is sometimes something that some people don't really understand what it means. And the only reason I do is because I use it so much. I mean, I've had to persevere. I always call it, you know, overcoming obstacles or overcoming adversities. Another place, you know, but you persevere. And if you have the passion, that's easy. And if you have the pride, it makes it even easier. Because pride means I'm like, I can't fail. I got too much pride. And then, of course, purpose. There's a good purpose to it, for a job or something you love to do and you want to accomplish that thing. And then, of course, persistence is how you get there. And it all comes back to positivity. Positivity makes the world go round. I don't know about you guys, but my I use the six when I'm doing something I really want to do that I really have passion for. But my everyday life, I try to just keep my faith and positivity. And I know I used to be a negative person. That's how I know the difference. When I was negative, that's probably why I had so many things bad happen to me. Because I would always almost feel sorry for myself, kind of. Like, hope for the best. You know, think the worst, hope for the best. That way I wasn't disappointed. That's a half glass empty kind of attitude. You want a half glass full or full. That's the way I look at it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. I got another little story for you. We're going to take a little break and see what you guys think. See you soon.
It's time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time.
We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenea.com. That's DENEE.com.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out.
What are you connected to? Or what are you disconnected from? Tune into The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TTRLive.com and learn how to avoid unnecessary suffering and activate your mind-body connection. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and express our natural creativity and exuberance as you learn how to look deep within and find your natural allies and connect authentically with yourself, others, and the world. To learn more, visit TheConnectedConversation.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Welcome back to this Because It's Easy Show. You're talking to a guy that's not real technically sound, so please forgive me. So how many times do you guys get to use that a lot in life? Your passion, your persistence? I know for me, it's every day. It's every day. So like, Here's 10 different things that why perseverance is important. And I think that is it. It's a very, very important, because if we just give up on everything and we don't try to get what we need, but we don't persevere over, because everybody's going to have obstacles in our life. We're going to all have things affect us. And it can be easy sometimes. Sometimes there are big deals. And so many times we give up. Perseverance actually is I feel like people that persevere kind of heroes. I really do. So you need to persevere to get to what we talked about last week, your goals. Obviously, you're going to have to persevere to get to a lot of your goals, because all goals require effort. Sometimes they're very little is needed, but sometimes you need to give a lot. Perseverance carries you through failures. That's what we were saying. When you fail, it's not a fail unless you quit. It's not a fail until you give up. So you need perseverance is what you use. Perseverance encourages adaptability to like your surroundings or what you're doing. Sometimes you may be learning something new and it might be tough. Well, you persevere. You get through that and you learn a new trade or a new talent. I persevered. It's a very learnable skill. I think it's all about your passion, to be honest with you, my opinion. It's not something that's inbred. We're not born with that. Some people have it, some people don't. Life experiences, or maybe the people you hang around with can make that get instilled in you. It's a big impact on how someone moves through the world. It really is. If you have persistence, sometimes it's going to be easier for you, because it's easy just to have it. A lot of times students benefit significantly from perseverance with finals, school age kids just learning how to write. So we don't even know it sometimes when we're little, we're already testing perseverance. It helps with self-confidence. You know, that's one of my big things is building your confidence, and perseverance can help build that confidence by it's not necessarily how you do something or how you overcome something. It's just doing it. Just doing it. Perseverance helps when you're exercising. Get that last rep. I know there've been times where I was like 9 and I wanted to get to 10. You persevere to get to that 10th one. Or you wanted to run 10 minutes and you're dead tired at 5 minutes. You persevered if you ran and got to 10. Obviously it helps you when you, it'll help you in relationships. Perseverance, I bet you people don't even realize how much they've had to use that with relationships. Because if you just give up and break up, you didn't do any persevering. Because relationships are tough. I tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you that. You guys can have struggle from whatever it could be. I mean, I got to be honest with you, man, except for the end of my, we had a really good marriage. We didn't have a lot of problems, but you're always going to have at least one or two. So it definitely can help you with your relationships and definitely going to help you with your mental health. Definitely. Actually, right here says researchers published a study in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology that examined over 3,000 adults. These participants had been studied for around 2 decades. Results show that people who displayed more perseverance, they didn't give up on achieving their goals and saw challenges in a positive light. Right back to positive. If you do the things instead of just freaking out about them, it's going to gain confidence. It's going to make you be more positive because you will see that you accomplished what you were trying to do. All that stuff builds everything up to be even stronger. I love it. Now, perseverance can have a downside. I'll just read here. It says, we've explored all the good things about perseverance, but it's important to know its dark side. Continue to try and try again. Isn't always the best decision because at some point the cost outweighs the potential benefit. And that's what I was talking to you before. You don't quit, but it just comes to a point where you just don't have the ability. But the only way you know that is if you push yourself to the limit. And it says, at some point the cost outweighs the potential benefit. Consider a romantic relationship. One person is doing all the emotional labor while the other partner sits back. This is about effort for here too, for me. The person who is trying doesn't want to give up because they hope at one time or sooner or later, the partner will wake up and it will be worth it. The longer they stay, the harder it is to leave. In this situation, perseverance has trapped a person, which I think ties in with love or care. Because if you're not in love, it's a lot easier to just be like done, you know? But when you're in love with somebody, there's so many things that makes love make somebody suffer a little bit because of love. And this is another example. While not giving up is a viable trait, each situation needs to be examined closely. You need to ask yourself, do I even want this thing I'm working for? And it's like I said, there's passion involved there. If you don't have the passion, then you're not going to want to persevere, or you're just going to beat your head up against the wall like I was talking about. Or do I just let it go? And I think in this situation, if it's something in a relationship where you guys are struggling and it's maybe a same old fight or the same old thing where one's not giving effort, I can tell you that this is just off subject. If someone's not giving you effort, they're not interested as much anymore. And I hate to get off subject, but that's another point. It shouldn't be hard. It really shouldn't. If you care about somebody, you're consciously going to think about, even if you're not in a mood or you don't want to give the effort, you're going to give the effort because you care about that person. So perseverance, for the most part, is good. But perseverance don't work if you don't have passion for it. And then usually passion comes with pride, which pride goes hand in hand with purpose because you have an end goal you want to meet, that purpose. And it all comes together with positivity, and it makes you positive. And I hope you guys enjoyed that little lesson, because sometimes you got to read stuff because it's easier than me trying to read or remember what I thought. And when people write it down, it's always a lot more clear. But Perseverance. Out of those five, though, I would be curious to ask which one you think is most important. And if you know, you can leave a comment. I check the comments after the show's over. But like, do you think you use a lot of passion? Are you persistent? Do you persevere a lot? And do you have purpose? Do you have another one's patience? I think I actually forgot about that one. Having patience is huge too. I'm not one that has it. That's the one I'm missing. I don't, that's probably why I missed it. But that's another one that is important. You got to have patience. And I don't, but it's been nice. It's been real. I hope you guys learned something, but yeah, positivity, purpose, passion, perseverance, passion, and patience. It's patience is a virtue. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining me on the 'Cause It's Easy Show with Coach Easy on the Transformation Radio Network. Take care.
You have been listening to the 'Cause It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I, Coach Easy, will show you the easy way to make your life simple, abundant, and amazing. No matter what you have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, learn to laugh, and have fun again. For more information on the 'Cause It's Easy approach, visit 'CauseItsEasy.com. 'Cause, C-U-Z, it's easy, E-A-Z-Y.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.